Welcome to NNS Podcast.
Welcome to NNS Podcast.
Koji, what are we going to be talking about today?
Avatar The Last Airbender. Everything Avatar The Last Airbender. I want to describe the entire plot to Seth.
Okay. You. Okay. Tell me, what is, like, the main point of it?
Okay. So it's about this, like, it's about this boy named Aang. He's, like, the last airbender in a world where... Okay, so there's waterbenders, firebenders, earthbenders, and, airbenders. Basically, the Fire Nation is trying to wage war. They're basically just kind of colonize, like, everywhere. Like, they're just trying to colonize, like, a ton of places.
Wow. So, sounds like every country I've heard of.
They committed genocide on... the Airbender Nation, so, like, only Aang was left, because he ran away from home before the war even started.
Wait, who killed Aang? I mean, Aang's whole tribe?
The Fire Nation.
Ugh.
Anyways, so, there are these two siblings, Katara and Sokka. They're part of the Southern Water Tribe. And the... Katara and Sokka go out to go fishing one day, and Katara is a waterbender, the only waterbender in her tribe. And
why?
Yeah.
Did all the other waterbenders get, like, banned?
No. She's just like the only one in her tribe, like.
So the waterbenders are a tribe, right?
The southern waterbenders are tribes, but the northern waterbenders are, like, more sophisticated, more refined.
What's so refined about them?
They have actual buildings, and they don't just live in igloos.
I mean, igloos are a free home.
And they also have, like, more waterbenders, so that's why they have, like, bigger buildings.
Really?
Okay. So, Katara...
But how do they have more waterbenders if Katara's the only one left?
Because you're just born with it. You're just born with, like, waterbending.
What?
You're just born with waterbending. Or, like, earthbending, airbending.
So she's the one who made all the igloos?
No, like,
and
they
all
made
the houses?
No, like, Katara can, like, barely waterbend. Like, she can make water float and stuff. But since she doesn't have, like, a proper teacher, she can't make, like... can't make the water, like, do the stuff she wants to at the time she wants to.
This opens my mind up a lot.
Okay, So you're born with bending. You can't, like, obtain it just, like, randomly in your life.
What about Aang?
Aang was born with airbending.
So he can learn how to waterbend.
Yeah, because he's the Avatar, but regular benders can't learn other bending. Like,
really?
If you're an earthbender, you can't do, like, firebending or waterbending or airbending. You physically can't do it.
Oh.
It's not like you can't, like, it's not like a law, but you physically can't.
Huh.
Yeah, I noticed that. It's fine. Okay,
anyway.
So Katara gets mad, and she, like, she uses her water bank to cut open, like, a glacier.
I thought you said she could only make water flow.
If she tries to control her waterbending, then that's all she could do. But when she's, like, when she's, like, angry, like...
Grr, I'm mad. I should make a glacier open.
Okay, so the glacier opens up to, like, a 12-year-old boy named Aang, who was suspending himself in a ball of energy for the last 100
years. I heard that Aang is bald.
Yeah, because he's a monk. He's an air nomad. All air nomads are monks.
Are you sure his hair didn't get ripped off?
Stop! No!
Like a wig?
No, okay.
After all, what kind of ball was he in?
He was in a ball of energy.
Okay, yeah. And was that energy made of ice?
I don't know.
You said she opened up a glacier,
didn't
you?
He didn't get his hair ripped off. okay?
No. And earlier today, you said to me that he didn't want to become a monk. He just wanted to live his life as a child.
He didn't want to become a monk. He said he was like... He felt like burdened with a ton of responsibility with being the Avatar.
Exactly. So he didn't want to get his hair shaved, didn't he?
No, he already had his hair shaved.
And also, why did he just cleanly rip off?
No, he already had his hair
shaved. You know what? Like, all that energy can be put inside a toaster oven. All that energy can burn his hair off, probably, okay? Okay,
no,
maybe hair cancer, or maybe he had cancer, okay? Maybe his hair just got ripped off naturally.
Seth, okay.
Like no, God Seth, snatched Seth, the wig Seth. Off him.
Okay.
You know what?
Okay, so we're just gonna, draw the line that Aang was already bald.
How do you know that? It never said in the movie.
Hair ripped off. He was already bald because he was a monk.
No. What if the ice ripped it off for him?
Seth,
after all, he was stuck in a glacier.
Seth, shut up. Let me continue.
He was stuck in a glacier, wasn't he?
Seth, shut up.
Wouldn't that make sense?
He was stuck in a ball. He was preserved in a
ball. A ball. See, he already gave it a hint. I'm telling you,
he was okay. Shut up, Seth. Shut up. He was preserved in energy.
Energy of what kind? Baldness?
Spherical.
Cancer? Electromagnetic?
The spherical kind.
Cocaine?
No. The spherical kind.
The spherical ice kind.
Okay, so Aang breaks free, and he's just really, he mastered airbending at the age of 12. He was a master airbender.
So interesting, who knew?
So, he also had his pet. Okay, I know this doesn't make complete sense, but he also had his pet flying bison.
Oh yes, I saw in
the first episode.
Yes.
Okay.
The bison had a lot of hair, unlike him.
Stop. No.
It's true though. Stop. Compared to him, he has 90% more, including all the root hair that's still inside Aang's body. That's
He doesn't want people to know he's
bald.
Obviously, people already know he's bald.
Wait. So what do people not?
I'm just gonna skip over. Basically, He takes Katara over. He says he's gonna take Katara and Sokka over to the Northern Water Tribe.
Ooh.
And so that Katara and Aang can learn waterbending from waterbending masters. And
interesting.
And Aang is Aang doesn't know there's a 100-year war.
Ooh, Dawson wants to join the podcast.
Yeah.
Can I invite her?
Okay.
Copy link.
So, Aang doesn't know, he doesn't know his entire race has just been, genocided.
He didn't?
No, he didn't know.
How?
They didn't tell him. They were oh my god, he's only 12. I don't think we can tell him his entire race is just gone.
Wait, being a waterbender is a race?
No, Aang wasn't a waterbender, he was an airbender.
Oh, wait, right. So, is being any of the bender a race?
Yes, like if you're fire,
Really?
you're Fire Nation, then you're part of the Fire Nation Kingdom. If you're Earth Nation, then you're part of the Earth Nation Kingdom. Earth Kingdom.
That's very, very, very interesting.
Okay, so all the Air Nomads are dead. No one alive. Just Aang. So Aang's like, "Oh, I want to show y'all the Southern Air Temple," or yeah, the Southern Air Temple, I think.
Wow. So when they went to the Air Temple, was it not there?
No, the Air Temple was there, but like there were like dead bodies.
They didn't clean up the bodies. The bodies didn't decompose.
Like they decomposed, but there were skeletons, like there were bones.
And let me guess, Aang like cried.
Like they tried to cover it up as much as they could, but Aang finally saw like the dead body of his like one of the
Grandfather?
monks he like really connected to.
Interesting.
And like Aang goes into the Avatar mode and starts having like a mental breakdown until like Katara calms him down and they finally like start heading back over to the North Pole and they continue on their journey. And on his way over, he discovers that there's been a 100-year war and that everyone's like relying on him to solve it because he's the Avatar. He can master all four elements and defeat the Fire Lord.
Ooh, did that happen?
That's like later in the story.
Okay.
Okay, so they do a couple stuff. They do a couple wacky adventures, and they're still on their way to the northern water, and they're still on their way to the North Pole to go to the Northern Water Tribe. The Northern Water Tribe is like the more sophisticated, more like I'm better than y'all tribe compared to
So
the
right
South Pole.
now, also, Aang is the Southern Water Tribe.
No, Aang is an airbender.
I mean, air bending
Yeah, he's an air no
something.
he's an air nomad.
Oh, he's a nomad, so he's not in a tribe.
No. He was born in the Southern Air Temples.
Interesting.
Okay, so they make
Does
their way
everybody
in.
in the story get born in an air temple?
No, only Aang. That's like saying, was everyone born in China? No, Seth, no. Not
Not in the air
everybody was born in
temple.
China.
Not in the air temple. Just a temple in general.
No. Like, okay, so there the entire every story has an antagonist, and in this in Avatar: Last Airbender, there's a firebender named Zuko, who is the he's like
Leader.
the egg he's the exiled angsty teen prince from the Fire Nation, and he has like this big scar on like the left
On the
side of his
side.
face. Yeah, on one of the sides of his face. And he's like, "I must capture the Avatar to regain my honor."
So what does the
Because
avatar have that he doesn't?
the Avatar can airbend. No, the Avatar is like the last airbender remaining, and the Avatar can do all four kinds of bending. And the Avatar
Really?
can access the spirit world.
What's wrong with the spirit world?
Basically, the Avatar is just really OP. And Zuko's dad said, "If you capture and give me the Avatar, you'll be welcomed back into the kingdom."
Welcome back into what kingdom? He was in the Fire Kingdom, really? Aang?
Yeah, he was the crown prince. His dad was the emperor. His
Wait.
dad was the emperor of the Fire Nation.
So, Aang's
Or no,
dad
his
was
dad was the Fire
emperor?
Lord. Yeah, his dad was like the Fire Lord.
Why would he want to be in a nation that's like trying to kill his own kind?
Because he wants to prove himself to his father.
Oh, he's like, why can't you just prove? Who was the mom of Aang?
Oh, that's like another. That's like a whole other story.
Oh.
Yeah, that's like an entire other story.
Like, not in season one?
Like, not in season one, like. No, it's not even in the series. It's in the comics. What happened to Zuko's mom?
Oh, oops. So, like, the mom just said goodbye.
Okay, so I'm gonna sum up what
The
happened
father's
to.
dead. Why would he want to be approved to his father if his
No,
father's dead?
the father's not dead.
He isn't?
No, the father's alive.
Where is the father then, huh?
He's in the Fire Nation. He's the one that's been like waging war on literally every nation.
Wait, hold up. The dad killed his son's tribe.
What?
Who? You said the Fire Nation killed the airbending tribe, right?
Yeah.
So, isn't like the father in control of everything that the tribe does?
The Fire
Have
Lord?
you thought of it that way?
Huh?
So, if the Fire Nation killed the airbending nation, how does that work?
What do you
Because
mean?
you said Aang's father was like the fire god of everything, Sly.
What? No. No, that's Zuko's dad.
Okay,
Zuko's dad is the Fire Lord, who's like
so who's Aang's father,
the.
huh?
That doesn't get discussed.
Bro, so only his mom gets discussed?
No, that doesn't get discussed either.
So wait, are the both of the parents discussed in like the
Oh, let
comic?
me search this up real quick.
I mentioned things that will open up your mind.
You really did.
Yeah, I really opened this up. This is why Jocelyn should join the fucking podcast. Where is she?
Literally, like, there's no mention of, like, there's like no mention of his parents. Anyways.
You said it might be in the comics.
What?
You said it was in the comics.
No, that was Zuko's mom and mom. Zuko's mom is in the comics.
God damn it.
So, Zuko, we're talking about Zuko right now. We're talking about Zuko, not Aang. Right now, we're talking about Zuko. So,
Interesting.
In the comics, basically, Zuko's mom poisoned Zuko's grandfather.
So she could.
Because she was like a master, she was like a
Master
master.
assassination?
No, chemist. Because, like,
Oh.
she. Her, like, mom, like, grew up and taught her how to, like, mix potions and, like,
Ooh.
odorless and colorless poison, basically.
Hey,
And.
on the service, Anthony's mom got I mean Anthony's grandma got TikTok. Can you imagine what that would look like?
Okay.
Imagine if your grandma got TikTok.
Oh, I would
Especially
cry.
the homophobic one.
No,
And
no,
then the people at school find out what
no.
it
I would cry. No, none of the
is.
people at my school know who my grandma is.
No, like if they find like a cow on accident.
My dad. Okay, so basically, his mom was exiled out of the kingdom in. She was nowhere to be seen again.
Ooh.
Not until like later in the comics where they actually like go into depth about what happened to her. So,
Parents.
okay, so back to the Avatar. No more talking about Zuko.
Yeah, I don't know who the fuck Zuko anyway is.
back to the Avatar. He makes it to the Northern Water Tribe, and okay, the best way I could explain it is the Fire Nation tried to fight the moon.
What the fuck? Is a moon a tribe?
No. Okay, so basically there are two koi fish in a pond. Sacred pond.
Uh-huh.
And these two koi fish represent the sun and the moon.
Interesting.
So
what are the koi fish representing?
The sun and the moon.
Okay. So planets and stars?
Yes. So the waterbenders are most powerful at night when the moon is out, when like the moon is like full and like bright.
So the firebenders get stronger when it's nighttime.
No, the waterbenders get stronger when it's nighttime. Oh. The firebenders get stronger when it's like really bright.
So basically the firebenders try to attack the waterbenders.
Yeah, they went to the Northern Water Tribe and tried to like attack.
Okay, you should have just said that.
No, but they like tried to fight the moon koi fish. Their exact plan.
Did you say goldfish?
Koi fish.
Yeah, I heard goldfish.
Their plan was to
fight the moon.
The koi fish that represented the moon, so that the waterbenders wouldn't be as powerful at night.
So basically, it's like an ender dragon. Like they try to break like the little ender crystals.
Okay, honestly, kind of. But this girl, Yue, Princess Yue, part of the Northern Water Tribe, she was given part of the moon's power at birth so that she would survive. So
basically, Kuwa is a moon.
What?
You said she was given some of the moon's power?
Yeah, when she was born, like, they prayed to the moon goddess, like, basically the koi fish. And they were like, please, please, help our daughter live, I swear to God.
And then she gets transformed into a...
She survives. She survives.
Because she gets transformed into a moon. That's why she survives, right?
No. She sacrifices herself in the end to, like, save the koi fish.
What? So the moon god...
She turns into the moon. I'm not joking! She turns into the moon!
I'm just laughing at the point that you finally agreed with me. I was like, so she turned into the moon? No. So she is the moon? No.
I know what you're talking about. She turned into the moon.
She turned into
Yeah, she turned into the moon.
I can't.
To, like, save everyone.
Oh my god.
Okay, so the firebenders, like, start retreating, because all the waterbenders are, like...
They start retreating because she saw the woman that turned into a moon?
No, the Fire Nation starts retreating because, like, Aang does this, like, Avatar stuff where he learns how to waterbend, and he creates, like, a big waterbending, like, spirit monster and starts attacking the Fire Nation. And they all, like, retreat.
So it's not because they saw the woman that turned into a moon?
No, that was just to save the Earth.
Oh, so the woman sacrificed to turn herself into a moon?
Yeah.
So basically, like, the woman is the moon. Like, if we go look outside right now, the Yumi girl's there?
Sure, Seth, sure.
Wait, hold on, who gets turned into a moon? I was talking about, like, the Yumi girl.
Yue.
Okay, yeah, the Yue, Yumi, same thing.
Let's continue.
No more moon girl?
No more
Sailor Moon?
No more Northern Water Tribe princess.
No Okay, anyways, next, where do they go now?
They go to the Earth Kingdom to go find an earthbending teacher for Aang. Because Aang needs to master all
Interesting.
four elements before Sozin's Comet.
What's Southern's comment?
So, you know how I told you that firebenders, like, gain, like, a lot of power when it's in the sun?
Oh yeah, does the comet make it like really hot?
The comet makes it so that their powers are like, oh my god, I can literally burn an entire city down!
Oh.
So, Sozin's Comet
Okay,
makes them.
so when's the her the comet?
Sozin's Comet is in like 2 months, I think.
From that time?
Yeah, from their time. And like, Aang's like, I need to master airbending, like, I mean, earthbending, like, really quickly. I need to find an earthbending teacher right now.
Is that like so basically Aang is like your mom and then your mom is like telling you to practice violin?
Okay, honestly, sure. Let's go with that. And Aang finally finds an earthbending teacher in an underground earthbending arena.
Interesting.
And the earthbending teacher is a 11-year-old
Psychopath.
girl. The earthbending teacher is an 11-year-old blind girl, Toph.
Bro, how did they find a teacher like that?
They went to the underground earthbending dojo or earthbending arena.
Is that the best teacher?
Like, she's like the best earthbender in the world.
Literally?
She literally created a bending no one else has been able to do.
Is that in the story or are you just making that up to be right?
No, that was in the story. She literally created metal bending.
Interesting.
Cause like metal before metal bending, metal the earthbenders believed that metal bending or like bending metal couldn't be done because like the metal was too pure. But like
Okay.
Toph was able to bend
Anyways,
like.
let's go on to the training part. What happened?
So Aang is like, Aang hops into the arena, and this like 11-year-old blind girl Toph, she's like, you're very light on your feet. I'm gonna call you Twinkle Toes. She's like, she senses the earth's vibrations with her feet. She always like walks around barefoot.
Don't know why. That's like a very normal thing that just sounds very funny. She can sense vibrations with her foot.
Yeah. So she.
But no other body part? Like if somebody plays a bass right in front of her, she can't feel it from her torso or
No,
her.
she feels most of the stuff with her feet because you aren't walking around crawling on the floor with your hands. Like she can feel the vibrations with her feet and hands and like body, but like she mainly uses her feet since you walk on to make up for
So
the fact that she's blind.
they didn't have like a they didn't like use a cane.
No, it was like, bro, this was like ancient times.
What? They could have figured it out. Like pick up a twig from a tree or something. God damn.
No, her way was like more like ideal for her.
So her feet are more ideal than a cane?
Yes, 'cause
What?
she literally senses her surroundings using vibrations in the earth. It's like
And
if
so,
there's.
like, so what happens if there's an earthquake? What is she gonna think? It's like, ooh, pepperoni pizza.
She literally thinks, oh, an earthquake, it's shaking.
It's
The
shaking.
earth is
She's
shaking, the earth is
like,
vibrating.
what? Yeah, but like, isn't that just. You said she senses things with her feet, okay?
Yes, she senses the earth's vibration with her feet. So, like, if someone walks over to her, she senses it. Like, she
What the
knows someone's walking over to her.
So she's basically just a real life skulk sensor.
Honestly, yeah.
Oh
Like, okay, so, like, if something falls near her, she'll be able to sense where it is.
Interesting.
But,
So
like, a regular blind person. She can't read or write.
can she speak English?
Yeah, she can. She's not
I
mute.
thought nobody taught her or something, I don't know.
What? No, she's part of like this prestigious family who's like all rich and
Prestigious,
they own
you
like
mean?
they own, like, almost the most of the Earth Kingdom.
Mm.
But she was raised to be, like, a petite, very, like, nice, calm, oh, I'm so pretty daughter. And her family doesn't know she's, like, a master earthbender.
That's very interesting. Okay, moving on.
So, they find the teacher,
Tough luck?
Tough escapes with Aang and Katara and Sokka.
Who's Tough?
Tough is the...
Kid?
Tough is the earthbender.
Oh, okay, good.
So she breaks out of her parents' house and goes to travel the world with Aang, Katara, and Sokka.
Travel the world? I would love to do that.
I feel like we should end the episode here because it's getting to like 31 minutes.
Yeah, agreed. Honestly, slay. Anyways, Tom, do you want to tell them the ending or what happens?
In the ending, Aang defeats the Fire Lord and takes away his bending. And he tries to do world peace.
Anyways, do you want to do the ad segment?
Yeah, the ad segment.
Okay. Let me just think of a name real quick.
Okay.
Let me look on this very interesting water bottle. Let's see. Okay, let's... Purificata. The world's most purest water.
So pure, it's not even water. It's literally air.
Purified air comes from a $10,000 air purifier that turns the air into water, then it turns back into air, then it turns back into water, then it turns back into air, using $5 million fucking machines for no reason.
This brand of quote-unquote water is state-of-the-art technology that we have perfected over the last 10 years. This product only costs $999.99 for you to buy.
Proven by Washington State and Harvard universities to be 0% beneficial for your health.
And Bice University also says that this water is absolutely trash. It's dog water. You should not buy this product.
Accepting cash, card, Apple Pay, PayPal, you know. Call 999-99918 Harvard.
If you buy 3 pure then you get the 4th one for $500. What a steal.
I know, right? We should definitely buy this water. Contact us at 999-999-HARVARD and at purificata@purificata.org.
Bye, Purificata.